Welcome to New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, where we envision to build a biblical community of loving believers, which have a personal relationship with God and each other, modeling the pattern of lifestyle of Jesus Christ. Join us now as we prepare our hearts and minds to hear and receive the Word of God from the man of God, Senior Pastor Reverend Nathaniel Wood.
My brothers and my sisters, I want to admit to you this morning that I, your pastor, am wrestling with some short-term memory loss issues. I remember not long ago, my memory was sharp. There was a time when I could call every member of New Providence by first or last name. That was and still is one of my pastoral goals. I am trying my best to remember names and faces, but I must admit that this goal is quite challenging to me now. Because of age and health issues, and because of being away from the church for a short season, I find myself having difficulty remembering some of the names of the old and new faces of our growing church family. So, if you by chance come up to me and ask me, "Pastor, what is my name?" And if I can't immediately recall it, please don't leave the church mad because Pastor Wood did not remember or know your name. I am openly this morning admitting to you that I am facing some short-term and even some long-term memory loss issues. And guess what? If you live long enough, you will face some memory challenges too. Is there anybody here watching or listening on the phone today who is willing to admit that you have your moments of short-term or long-term or even temporary memory loss?
Yes, sir.
Turn to your neighbor and say, "Don't look at me crazy. Don't look at me crazy. Just keep on living. You'll have your moments too." There is a story about three old men who were talking one afternoon about how forgetful they were getting. The first man said, "Sometimes I get undressed to get into the shower, and suddenly I can't remember if I'm getting in or getting out of the shower." The second man said, "Well, sometimes I'll find myself on the stairs And I don't remember if I'm going up or coming down. The third old man said, well, so far I haven't had any of that kind of trouble. I guess I'll just knock on wood and hope that what is happening to you won't happen to me. So he wrapped his knuckles on the arm of his wooden rocking chair. And then he said, I wonder who's that knocking at the door. In our scriptural text for today, Peter, the elder and apostle, writes to the believers scattered throughout the province of Asia Minor about the importance of remembering the faithful message of Christ, which was delivered unto them. Peter knew that the tendency to forget the message of the gospel, which was delivered unto them, was great due to the fact that false teachers had infiltrated their ranks. In order to encourage them to stay true to the faith, Peter writes this letter to them to warn them about the false teachers' erroneous doctrine and to also refresh their memories of what he and the other apostles had taught them. Peter was convinced that though they knew the truth and were rooted and firmly established in the truth, that they still needed a constant refresher or a constant reminder of what he and the other apostles had shared with them. Sensing that his time of departure from this life was near, Peter wanted to leave them a written memorial which would fuel their memory even after he was dead and gone. Peter wanted them to remain faithful to their Lord and Christ and not to allow anyone or anything to move or sway them from the truths about the return of Christ. So Peter says in verse 12 of our text, so I will always remind you of these things, even though you know them and are firmly established in the truth you now have. Let me tell you one more time. He says, so I will always remind you of these things, even though you know them and are firmly established in the truth you now have. Somebody might be saying, what things? What things are Peter talking about? And so in order to find out what the things are, Peter had to go before the so in verse 12 and identify the things that Peter said they ought to be reminded of. What are they? Walk with me, if you will. In verse 1, Peter reminds them that through the righteousness of Jesus Christ, they have received the same faith. What you talking about, Pastor Wood? Peter wanted them to know that the same faith he had, they had. He didn't have a superior faith. The same faith that saved him saved them. Isn't that wonderful? Some of y'all might think, well, Pastor Wood, he's got all this faith. I got the same faith you have. That's right, preacher. We might be at different levels based upon spiritual growth. But the same faith I have is the same faith you have. And Peter wanted to remind them, hey, don't get it twisted. He said, the faith you have is the faith I have. But listen how he describes their faith. He says, the faith that we have is precious. Oh, y'all. I said, he said that the faith that they shared together was precious. And I don't know about you, I thank God that he has given me faith to believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of those who seek him. I understand that the faith that I have is not because I've been so good. And guess what? You haven't been so good that you were a meritor of faith. But we have received faith because God, in his own divine decision and choice, chose us before the foundation of the world, Lord have mercy, to receive the faith that we have. It's not by works of righteousness which we have done, but it's according to his mercy. And because we know this, we ought to hold our faith precious. So Peter first reminds them that through the righteousness of Jesus Christ, they have received the same faith. Skip down to verse 3. We find another reason why Peter said you need to be reminded. He said, I need to remind you and keep in your memory that God has given you everything you need for a godly life. Y'all listening? Peter said, let me remind you that you're not in this thing alone. It's not based upon your merits. If you save, you ought to have good works. Come on, somebody. But we know that works don't save you. And we know that we will never be victorious in this life if God hadn't given us everything we need to live a holy life. Peter says, because of his divine power in your life and in my life, that is the reason why we have the ability to live holy. Peter says, don't you know God called you by his own glory and his own goodness? Man. And Peter says, and guess what? Because the divine lives in you, you have the capacity to live victorious in this life because everything you need is already in you. Oh, Lord, Lord. Thank you, Lord. But then he also tells them that the more knowledge of Christ that you get, the more capable you are of living a godly life. That's why you come to church. To receive knowledge, so you apply that knowledge to your life so that you might not sin against God. The knowledge of Christ that you receive keeps you and keeps me from sinning. Y'all getting this? The more knowledge of Christ you have, you will see less sin in your life. That's why the Bible tells us that we need to study the Word of God, that we might show ourselves approved unto God, that we be workmen and work ladies who will not bring dishonor to God. The full knowledge of Christ is the source of spiritual power and spiritual growth in our lives. Can I do it like this today? I feel like I'm in a teaching mode today. So, Peter reminds them that God has given them everything they need to live and be successful in living a godly life. Somebody say, I have everything I need. To live holy. Y'all didn't say that like y'all believed it. Say it again. I have everything I need. To live holy. God has given you and I everything. It's in you. It's in you. The enemy doesn't want you to discover it. That's right. Because as long as it goes undiscovered in you, you will not apply it. Yeah. And you'll live a life of defeat. Yeah. But when you discover that God has put his divine power in you, oh, hallelujah. You're able to stand even in front of the enemy and say, I shall not be moved. What else, Pastor Wood? What else does Peter remind the believers? In verse 4, Peter reminds the believers that God has given to them, and not only to them, He's given to us very great and precious promises. Hallelujah. Did y'all hear what I said? I said, God has given to us great and precious promises. That's why we sing the hymn, Standing on the Promise, says of God, my Savior. Hallelujah. Any of y'all in here know about the promises of God? Have you read your Bible enough to know that the Bible is filled with promises that we can stand on, we can live by, we can gauge our life upon? What promises, Pastor Wood? How about this promise? If any man be in Christ, he or she is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, that word behold means look. All things, not some things, all things become new. What else promises? What other promises, Pastor Wood? How about the promise, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whosoever believeth on him or in him shall not perish, but will have everlasting life. How about the promise that this world is not our home? How about that promise that after we die, we don't have to worry? Because Jesus promised that I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place, I'm coming back to receive you unto myself, that where I am, you can be there. How about that promise that Jesus said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. And then he promised us, he said, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. You know why a man can't pluck us out of his hand? Because his hand is too wide. Lord have mercy. It's too deep for anybody to go into his hand and snatch us out. Matter of fact, we used to sing a song, he's got the whole world in his hand. But how about this promise? This is a good one, real, real, real good one. But my God shall supply. Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. Y'all must not have read your Bible lately. But my God shall. Somebody say shall. Shall supply all. Not some, but all your needs according to his riches in glory. Well, as I close, remembering his promises helps us to stay in fellowship with him, and it keeps us from the corruption of this world caused by evil desires. And then verses 5-8, Peter says, one more thing I want to remind you of. I want to remind you that God expects addition and not subtraction to your faith. Yes. Oh, y'all didn't hear that. I said, Peter reminded them that God expects addition and not subtraction to their faith. In other words, Peter is saying that you ought to cooperate with God's plan for producing certain virtues in your life. Turn to your neighbor and say, cooperate with God. He says, this is what you need to do. He said, add to your faith goodness. To goodness, add knowledge. To knowledge, add self-control. To self-control, add perseverance. And to perseverance, add godliness. I'm in the book. And to godliness, add mutual affection. And to mutual affection, add love. There's nowhere in there where the Bible tells us that we need to subtract anything. Come on, somebody. We need to add to our faith. How do we add to our faith? When we study the Word of God and hide his word in our heart, we'll find ourselves adding to our faith. The Bible says that if we possess these qualities and continue to add to them, that they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of Jesus Christ. I wonder, I'm closing now. I wonder if Jesus would crack that door and show up in here right now and go down each aisle and point at you. Would he say you are a productive or unproductive believer? Oh yeah. Even believers can be unproductive. If all you do is come to church, hear this message and clap your hands when the choir sings, and then go out and live any kind of way you want to live, and then come back next Sunday, unproductive. Oh, y'all quiet. I know. If you don't pick your Bible up but on Sundays and bring it with you to church, Because you don't have more knowledge of Christ, you are unproductive.
All right.
Well, I'm just saying today that there are some things that we as believers need to be reminded of. There's some things we need to remember. And I suggest that some of us need to change the content of our prayer. Change the content of my prayers. What you talking about? Instead of saying, Lord, give me, give me, give me, give me.
That's right.
Lord, I need, I need, I need. You need to say, Lord, help me to never forget your goodness. Help me never to forget your mercy. Help me to remember that my hope is built on nothing less than your blood and your righteousness. Help me, God. Help me to remember, God, because it's so easy for me to forget. Even if it's just temporary. Sometimes, God, I have temporary lapses of what you've done for me. And I lean to my own understanding. I try to work it out on my own. But I understand, oh God, that you have given me everything that I need to live a victorious life if I trust you and lean upon you and not my own understanding. Listen. Back in the earlier days of the church, especially during devotional service, y'all remember they used to have what they call devotion? Some of y'all too young. Y'all don't remember that when the deacons used to stand up in front of the church. One would pray, some would read the scripture, some would sing, and they'd lead the congregation in devotions. In other words, devotion was to prepare you for entering into worship. I'll never forget, Fred, that the old saints, y'all tried to catch me on this. The old saints used to sing this song. Jesus, I'll never forget what you've done for me. Jesus, I'll never forget how you set me free. Jesus, I'll never forget how you brought me out. Jesus, I'll never forget. No, never. Some of y'all looking at me. Oh, how can I forget what you've done for me? How can I forget how you set me free? Oh, how can I forget how you brought me out? Oh, how can I forget? No, never. Oh, Jesus, I'll never forget what you've done for me. Oh, Jesus, I'll never forget how you set me free. Oh, Jesus, I'll never forget how you brought me out. Oh, Jesus, I'll never forget. No, never. One more time. Oh, how can I forget what you've done for me? Oh, how can I forget how you set me free? Oh, how can I how you brought me out. Oh, how can I forget? No, never. Come on, stand to your feet. Stand to your feet all over the church. Some of y'all remember that? Y'all remember that? I thank God I was raised in what I call old school church. Church where they sung hymns. Songs of devotion. I appreciate the new music today. I know it's good, but it ain't nothing like the old songs of Zion. They kept us and strengthened us. Kept our faith going, even in tough times. And even when it got to the place where you feel like you are losing it, you can say, Jesus, I'll never forget what you've done for me. Jesus, I'll never forget how you set me free. Oh, Jesus, I'll never forget how you brought me out. Oh, Jesus, I'll never forget. No, never.
We know that you have been blessed through the hearing of God's Word on this day. We invite you to join us at New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, located at 4813 Hilltop Needmore Road, Fuquay, Varina, North Carolina. For more information, you can contact our ministry at 919-552-3531 or visit our website at www.newprovidencebaptist.com. Thank you for joining us, and be blessed.